presidential candidate Jeb Bush has a new slogan, Jeb Can Fix It. The slogan is meant to say the former Florida governor can fix Washington. Bush has admitted, though, that he needs first to fix his campaign.
The man once seen as the Republican favorite has disappointed supporters in debates and is raising less money than once expected. Those ahead of Bush in polls include his fellow Floridian, Senator Marco Rubio.
And their rivalry has left some Florida Republicans with an uneasy choice. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Orlando.
To make a fresh start, Jeb Bush came home. Back to Florida, the state he led for two terms as governor.
How are you doing? I love the dress. You look so pretty.
On a campaign swing through the state, Bush stopped in the Orlando area, greeting teachers and students at an educational center for people with disabilities. That's an issue he worked on as governor. Bush is trying to refocus his campaign onto his record and his accomplishments. It's a theme calculated to differentiate him from others in the race, including Florida first-term Senator Marco Rubio. Bush laid it out in a speech yesterday in Tampa.
The challenges we face as a nation are too great to roll the dice on another presidential experiment, to trust the rhetoric of reform over a record of reform.
He didn't mention Rubio by name, but it's clear in recent weeks Bush's campaign considers his friend and former political protege a threat. Rubio was Speaker of the Florida House when Bush was governor, and the two men worked closely together. But that was then. In last week's debate, Bush attacked Rubio for having a poor attendance record in the U.S. Senate, a salvo that Rubio deftly turned back on Bush. Orlando resident John Thompson said he was impressed by what he's seen from Rubio.
I liked his response. I think it was right on. I think it was something Jeb was probably told to do by his political campaigners, and nobody really likes the mudslinging, and that was kind of the shiny moment of the debate, I think.
Bush drew many longtime friends and supporters to his events yesterday. People like Milton Aponte, an immigration lawyer who drove to Orlando from the Fort Lauderdale area. Aponte says Bush wasn't attacking Rubio, just raising a valid concern.
I'm your constituents. I elect you to be a senator. I want you to be there at the Senate floor, participating, taking the vote, going there, participating in the committees. Do what we elected you to do.
A few days after last week's debate, a Bush campaign document leaked to U.S. News and World Report laid out two pages of bullet points showing ways to attack Rubio. No accomplishments is right at the top. Florida Republican strategist Rick Wilson believes in targeting Rubio, Bush is making a big mistake. Wilson, who isn't working with any of the presidential candidates, says Rubio isn't the guy who knocked Bush into also-ran status. That was Trump.
You have to blow Donald Trump out of the field if you're Jeb Bush. You have to take him out of the picture to start reassembling the aura that you were the giant killer, that you were shock and awe, that you were the big dog.
There are many Republicans in Florida and elsewhere who like Bush, but who aren't sure his style of campaigning can break through the noise this year. Wilson says that's why a fresh start for the Bush campaign is so vital.
Frankly, the donor community is very nervous, and increasingly so. And unless he shows some real forward progress, some real forward motion, they're going to start quietly disappearing from writing checks to Jeb.
22-year-old Brett Robinson is active with the Young Republicans at the University of Central Florida, where he's a student. He's a Bush supporter, but agrees it's time that Jeb changed his game.
Kind of take a little bit of what Trump has, but at the same time show, look, you know, I know what I'm doing. Here's my plan. Here's what I've got to bring to the table.
Bush says this is still just the beginning of the campaign, but he doesn't have a lot of time. While voters in New Hampshire and Iowa have started to pay attention, he hasn't gained any ground. And in just about 3 months, those voters will begin casting ballots. Greg Allen, NPR News, Orlando.